You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around the question, what should I do about my accent? You may have seen advertisements for adult education classes which promise you'll get rid of your accent within 5 weeks. Because our accents form over a period of years, our first question would be, is this possible? The second spontaneous question, even if the class can accomplish elimination of accents, is this either necessary or desirable? Before we move toward an answer, let's note that regional accents aren't nearly as prominent as they were 30 years ago. Today's adults grew up listening to an enormous amount of television. And except for local broadcasts, most spoken language on the tube cannot be pigeonholed into a region. National newscasters, reporters, commentators, and analysts usually escape geographical identity. Listeners rarely say with certainty, oh, I know where he's from, or I know where she's from. Oh, sure, you have some exceptions come to mind. Peter Jennings never did entirely lose his Canadian accent. And those of you who watch Nancy Grace definitely spot a strong southern accent there. Another factor to consider, mobility of the population, has reduced conspicuous accents. Most people are no longer bound to a 50-mile radius for life, so their families hear and imitate, consciously or accidentally, speech styles across the country. No, accents aren't so obvious now. Still, they do persist. What then do we do about these courses promising a cure for our accents? I'll offer a simple answer. If you anticipate lifelong residence in your present locale, don't pay any attention to your accent. In your social and business contacts, you'll talk with people who don't even know you have an accent, primarily because you speak like them. On the other hand, the professionally mobile person, which means traveling to other sections of the country or even abroad, which means spending a lot of time talking to people outside of your state, talking to them on the phone or on Skype, which may even mean moving to contrasting regions of the country. These people need to consider whether speech habits pose a distraction. Also, evaluate how an accent affects your job performance. As we hinted at the outset, the accent must go. When a person plans a career in broadcasting, acting, or similar professions, such as teaching or professional speaking and training before diverse audiences. Now then, for those who do decide to alter their accents, I vote against the 5-week cram course, except possibly as a starting point, no more than that. Other preferable choices include enrolling in speech courses, whether they are academic or non-credit, hiring a speech coach or a voice coach, rehearsing with a recorder and listening to your speech over and over, and listening to recordings of speakers with general non-accented dialect. In summary, to alter your accent, don't go any place for a quick cure. Recognize that speech habits, which took many years to form, are also going to take a long time to change. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is Todd Falcone, and you're tuned in to EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
I think also, if we understand that leadership is influence, I think we can also answer the question of whether or not leaders are born or made. I really believe that leaders are revealed. Everybody has an opportunity to reveal themselves as a leader because they have, you know, everyone has the ability to influence somebody. I mean, whether or not you're trying to be president or CEO of your own company, if you're the head of your PTA, you know, very much involved with your church, and, you know, in many cases, certainly my case as a dad, you know, I have the ability to influence people. And really the question has to be asked, how are we going to use that power?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.